Phoenix Audio presents
Pastime by Robert B. Parker, read by David Dukes. The dog was a pointer, a solid chocolate German shorthair, 3 years old and smallish for a shorthair. She sat bolt upright on the couch in Susan Silverman's office and stared at me with her head vigilantly erect in case I might be a partridge. "Shouldn't she be lying on the couch?" I said. "She's not in analysis," Susan said. "She belonged to your ex-husband." "Yes," Susan said. "Good point." The dog's eyes shifted from Susan to me as we spoke. The eyes were hazel, and because she was nervous, they showed a lot of white. Her short brown coat was sleek like a seal's, and her oversized paws looked exaggerated, like a cartoon dog. "What's her name?" I said. Susan wrinkled her nose. "Vigilant Virgin, and she's not in analysis." "I believe they have to have long, silly names like that because of the American Kennel Club," Susan said. "She's a hunting dog." "I know," I said. "I had one like her when I was a kid."
"Like her?"
"Yeah, same breed, same color, which is not unusual. Mine was bigger, though." "Don't listen," Susan said to the dog. "You're perfectly big enough." The dog canted her head at Susan and raised her ears slightly. "What are we going to do with her?" Susan said. "We. My ex-husband didn't give her to me."
"Well, he gave her to me, and what's mine is yours."
"Not if I have to walk around calling her Vigilant Virgin."
"What was your dog's name?"
"Pearl."
"Well, let's call her Pearl."
"And Boink Brain isn't going to want her back?"
"Boink Brain?"
I nodded. "He's not so bad. Anyone who let you get away..."